Welcome to Candyland, everyone. How many people in here enjoy playing Candyland? Would you lift your hand? Here, up in the balcony, at our many different locations, Candyland. It's a great game because it's simple. It's something parents, you can play with your kids, and basically, it's a game of following directions. You have little men, and this is a guy we're going to talk about today, and you draw the cards. Let's say, whoa, you draw red, and you simply move down the path to Candyland. But I'm going to warn you, it's an emotional game. That's right. Sometimes there can be tears, anger, laughter, joy, disappointment, despondency, depression, and elation if you win the game and make it to Candyland. We're going to talk about someone from the Bible. His name was Moses. Can you say Moses with me? Moses. Moses made it to the edge and the ledge of Candyland, but for some reason, he didn't make it in. And we're going to talk about him because it's very, very important to understand the game of Candyland, because the game of Candyland is a lot like the game of life. Here's Moses. Can you say hi to Moses?
Hi,
what's up, Moses? And let me give him a, yeah, high five. So Moses has started the game. And he's chosen this card. We've already seen it. What is this color?
Red.
So the red card for Big Mo. Red. Moses was born. And let's call Moses Mr. Mint. That's a candy, Mr. Mint, because God meant for him to do something absolutely amazing. So Mr. Mint was born. He was born as a Jew. The Jews were God's chosen people back in the Old Testament. They were called the Israelites. So he had this miraculous childhood. And here's something I want everybody to understand. Whether you're a boy or a girl, whether you're a man or a woman, whether you have a giant family or a small family, God's plan is for you, man. Say it with me. God's plan is for you, man. Now look to your mom or look to your dad and say, hey, God's plan is for you, man. That's right. You got it going. So Mr. Mint, that's Moses. God meant for him to do something great. God has meant for you and means for you to do something absolutely amazing. But when Moses was born, when Mr. Mint was born, a bunch of sugar babies were being thrown into the Nile River. And that was not a good thing. So Moses' mom, very, very smart mom. Moms are smart, are they not? Let's give a round of applause for moms. Yeah. So Moses' mom made a Cracker Jack craft and cruised the Cracker Jack craft with Moses inside down the Nile River. Well, Pharaoh's daughter was bathing in the river. She saw the Cracker Jack craft, saw that there was a prize inside, and the prize was Moses. They adopted Moses, and Moses, was reared in Egyptian royalty. He had all of the money. He had all of the technology, massive amounts of followers on social media. I mean, he was the man, the coolest clothes. I mean, everything was just going off in his life. He was supposed to be the next emperor, the next pharaoh of Egypt. But let's draw another card, because remember, this is a lot like the Christian life. We simply see what God has for us in the cards, and we follow the direction. So now, Moses, look, you drew a double green. How do you like double green? That means two spaces, right? One, so he moves from his childhood, now he's growing up, to another space, the double green. Well, here is where he makes a major mistake. Moses, this guy, Mr. Mint, who had this amazing agenda in store for him, does the butterfingers thing. He allows God's call to slip through his fingers, almost like a great wide receiver. You think, okay, he's going to catch the ball, but it slips through his fingertips, and the announcers go, well, he has a case of the butterfingers. Sometimes we can have butterfingers. Sometimes we make mistakes. Is that correct? We all make mistakes. Say, kids, do you ever make mistakes?
Yes.
Say it again. Yes. Moms and dads, do you ever make mistakes?
Yes.
Pastors, do we make mistakes? Yes, everybody makes mistakes. Moses made a major mistake. Moses saw one of his people being taken advantage of, and he killed the person. So he's on Butterfinger Boulevard. He was supposed to be the next man in Egypt. God's call slips through his hands, so he skittles somewhere. Well, you can't skittle unless you, what? Draw a card. He's on a roll. Is that pink? It looks like orange to me, right? What color is it? Purple, the double purple. You've got to love it when you pick the double purple, because as I live my life as a Christian, I don't know what's going to be in the cards, but I just do what God wants me to do. And wow, Moses, I mean, he made a mistake. Butterfinger Boulevard, skittles. So he skittles away to the desert. And the Bible says this desert was called Midian. I call it dumb desert. Yeah. And he hung out with a bunch of jolly ranchers in the desert. But he saw this beautiful chicklet. Her name was Zipporah. And he gave her a Hershey's kiss. And they became husband and wife. But Mr. Mint thought, okay, it's done for me. I'm in the desert. I messed up. God's call butterfingered through my life. I'm just stuck out here with a bunch of jolly ranchers. But here's what happened. God was not finished with him. And here's the good news in your life and mine. God is not finished with you and me. Here's what Moses does. Moses has a red-hot tamale encounter with God. There was something called the burning bush. It burned, and God began to call Moses and tell Moses, Moses, I'm not through with you. I want you to go to Mr. Goodbar's office, Pharaoh, and I want you to demand that he set you and 2 million Jews free. Wow. Hey, Moses, God said, here's a pixie stick, the staff of God. Pick it up, and it has the power of God in it. It shows that I am in your life. Here's what Moses said, though. Moses gave excuses. Oh, I can't talk. I'm not the man. I'm really not that bright. Surely God used someone else. Hey, when we make excuses, everyone loses. Let's say that together. When we make excuses, everyone loses. You have unique gifts, unique abilities, unique things you can do that only you can do. So make sure when God calls you, because God has called us all, say, God, you know what? I do feel inadequate. I do feel like I don't measure up, but you know, I'm gonna do what you want me to do. So he met with Mr. Goodbar, Pharaoh. Now that was a major, major meeting, because you can imagine the stress and the pressure. Here's this mean guy from Egypt talking to Mr. Mint. Well, Moses says, Pharaoh, it's time to release the Jews. And Pharaoh said, no. Moses said, hey, God says it's time to release the Jews. Pharaoh goes, no. He goes, read my lips. No, 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 no. Well, whenever we say no, whenever we turn our back on what God wants us to do, we're in trouble. So your life will rhyme when you obey the first time. Your life will rhyme when you obey the first time. Hey, kids, obey your mom, obey your dad the first time. Obey your teacher the first time. Husbands, obey your wives the first time. It's about the first time. Obey your coach the first time. Obey your manager the first time. Obey your CEO the first time. Even though you don't always understand it, obey, because obedience is the key to the Christian life. And when we obey, we are in the sweet spot of God's success. So Moses draws another card. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This is the greatest card to draw in Candyland. When this card was drawn back when we played with our kids would absolutely freak out. Now, some of you Candyland veterans know the card I have. Others of you are going, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the most beautiful woman in Candyland. When you draw her, you're going to win the game. I'm talking about Queen Frostine. Queen Frostine. And Moses, you know, when he drew Queen Frostine, was like, wah! So when you draw Queen Frostine, check this out. You got to go through all of these spaces. Because Pharaoh did not do what God told him to do through Moses, he was pounded with 10 plagues, 10 things that were really, really bad. And finally, Pharaoh acquiesced, Pharaoh obeyed, Pharaoh said, okay, Moses, I've had enough stress, I've had enough craziness, enough drama and trauma, you can go. You can go. So all of the children of Israel turned and they left. And the Bible says that they followed a cloud by day, cotton candy by day, and a fire by night, an atomic fireball by night. And the red hot sea was parted, and they crossed to the other side. Pharaoh sent his warheads after them. The red hot sea enveloped them. Then when they got to the other side, they had this amazing concert. The Bible said they had this huge concert. And guess who led the concert? Eminem. Up there goes gravity. No, 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 not that Eminem. I'm talking about Miriam and Moses. Oh, yeah. They worship the Lord. So it's so important because we need to understand something. If we worship God regularly and authentically, He will do amazing things in our lives. Because basically when we worship, that's expressing love to the God above. Say it with me, expressing love to the God above. So everything we do, act, say, and feel should be an act of worship. Everybody worships. Some people worship football. Some people worship money. Some people worship status. Some people worship social media. Some people worship all sorts of things. Worship is simply expressing our love to something. We're made to worship. Everyone worships. And when I look at our world, I want to go, yeah, good worship, wrong object. We're made to worship God. So they worship God. They thank God for delivering them. And that's a really good thing. And then they drew another one. Look, can you believe it? Double what?
Green.
Green. I'm green, and I'm green, and I'm green. Machine. Yeah, the green. I used to coach a basketball team of third graders, and we were the green team, so that was our cheer. We're green, and we're mean, and the green machine. And we were kind of marching the dun, 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 dun. Totally intimidated the other team. Anyway, so the double green, he goes from here to another place. He goes to mounds. Mount Sinai. Yeah, this is how we remember. And so after the Eminem concert, he gets so fired up, he goes to mounds, and on Mount Sinai, that's where Moses received the Ten Commandments. So he receives the Ten Commandments, he comes down the mountain, and he sees the people acting like a bunch of airheads. And he gets so upset, he takes the Ten Commandments and smashes them into a million Reese's Pieces. So here's the take home. If we cross the line, it's always going to be about the wine. If we cross the line, It's always going to be about the wine. The people became negative. The people became like, oh, no, I'm thirsty. I want some water. I'm hungry. I mean, I'm paleo. I just need some protein. And God gave them water, and he gave them quail. So they were here at this point, and then they drew one last card. It's going to get sad. It's going to get really sad because they're going to mess up here. Really, 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 they're going to mess up. And you never want to mess up with Candyland. You simply want to follow the directions. And they began to go off the board. They drew another card, double purple. So one, two. Now, they're on the edge of Candyland. The Bible calls it Canaan. You might call it Canandyland, a land flowing of milk and honey, Milky Way and a bit of honey. So they're on the edge. Listen to me very closely. You don't want to miss anything. They're on the edge of this incredible time where they cross over and win the game of Candyland, but God wanted them to claim the land. So they sent out some people to check out the land, a secret reconnaissance mission. And the people go, wow, we're like runts in the face of these whoppers. So when they heard that, everyone began to get negative. The Sour Patch Kids came out, and they began to snicker and whine. And I'm going to tell you something. Whenever you stand for God's position, there will always be opposition. Whenever you stand for God's position, there will always be opposition. Whenever you stand for God's position, whoever you are, there's always going to be some opposition. So everybody began to get negative. Everybody began to throw hate on Moses because when you're doing great, people hate. And Moses had a temper tantrum. He hit the pop rocks and he didn't get into the promised land. And because of this negativity, guess what? All of the people turned. A few of them wanted to stay and take the land, Joshua and Caleb, but all of them turned and they left the ranch, they left the board, and they began to wander in the wilderness. When you wander in the wilderness, you miss God's wonder. When you wander away from God's plan, you miss God's wonder. So God allowed all of these people to die in the wilderness. Yet a couple of people remained. Who were those people? Junior Mint. Joshua. Junior Mint comes on the scene, and Junior Mint is like, okay, now it's time to take the millennials, this new generation, into Canaandyland. I mean, these millennials were sharp. They were all hooked into technology. They shopped, all their shopping was online. They were gluten-free, most of them, and paleo, and they liked pour-over coffee. So they made it all the way to the edge and the ledge of the promised land, and Junior Mint, Joshua, took them in to the promised land, and they won the game of Candyland. Always say I can to God's awesome plan. Always say I can to God's awesome plan. See, this is just a story that reflects the ultimate story. It reflects the lifesaver. Who is the lifesaver? Jesus. This is simply pointing to Jesus because think about it. Egypt represents your life and mine. We're in bondage. We're a slave to sin. Moses broke them out of slavery. Jesus breaks you and me out of slavery, does he not? He has an incredible walk for us. The walk is not always easy, but the key is obedience, is to follow the cards. And he's always going to take us to Candyland, to heaven, God's will, and God's abundant life that he has for us all. That's the story. That's Candyland. But you might be saying, Ed, wait a minute. Would you go over it just one more time? Because I know some of you missed some of the candies. Yep. I will. I'll go over it one more time. Give me 1 minute. 1 minute. See if I can do it in 1 minute. Are you ready? Are you ready? Help me, please. A bunch of sugar babies were being thrown into the Nile River, and Mr. Mint came on the scene. He was in a Cracker Jack craft. Prize inside was Moses. Moses slipped through the Butterfingers, God's call. Then he skittled off to the desert. He hung out with some Jolly Ranchers. He met beautiful Peppermint Patty, his wife. He had this hot tamale experience with the call of God. God gave him the pixie stick. He met Mr. Goodbar Pharaoh. Nestle's Crunch was what they felt like when the 10 plagues hit them. They followed cotton candy to the cloud, atomic fireball by night. Red Hots, the Red Hot Sea opened for them. They had a concert with Eminem on the other side. They went to Mount Sinai, and then they acted like airheads. They didn't obey the 10 commandments. Moses got mad, threw them, and broke the commandments into a million Reese's Pieces. They acted like a bunch of Sour Patch, negative, whiny kids. They had all the snickering and negativity. The spies thought they were runts because the giants looked like whoppers, and they wanted to get into a land flowing with Milky Way and a bit of honey, but God blocked them from entering, so Moses gave the ball to the junior mint Joshua, and they had a payday! And I just had heart surgery. I can feel my... Well, that's Candy Land. From point A to point B. The dots, I'm gonna roll, were connected. And I pray the dots are connected in your life and mine. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this amazing time that we can take this story, your story of life change, your story of our walk, and see how it applies to our lives. I pray for families. I pray for children here. I pray that we would be your church and your people for this generation. Thank you for all of us. Thank you for loving us, even in the midst of our mistakes. And thank you for having an amazing game, a trek, a journey for every single person here. We ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen.